Sorry, I didn't mean to sound hateful, but you must understand that what occurred next was embarrassing. And we're talking about very embarrassing and humiliating and hard for me to discuss. A guy hates to talk about those things. I would be glad to skip it and go on to more pleasant subjects, and you would probably be glad too. You won't be proud to know that... Oh boy, this hurts. Better just face it, blurt it out, and let the pieces fall where the chips fly. Okay, here goes. I crawled into the cage, knowing in my deepest heart of hearts that it couldn't possibly be an elevator, and yet I wanted to be totally fair about this thing and give Eddie the Rack every opportunity to prove his theory, his wild, stupid, phony theory that the cage was actually an elevator. I was trying to be a nice guy who would go the second mile for friendship, give this sneaky little raccoon the benefit of the doubt, even though I'd had a long history of bad dealings with his kinfolks. So, what did I get for being a nice guy? As soon as I got myself scrunched into the cage, he said, "Going up," stepped outside, closed, and latched the door. I waited for the elevator to go up. It didn't. Instead, I found myself locked inside Eddie's cage, while Eddie was outside on my ranch. Huh? Hey, wait a minute. What's the big deal? You can't...
Sorry, had to do it. Had to get out.
What? Are you saying? Eddie shook his head inside.
Yeah, I know. I'm just a rat.
You may be worse than that, pal. Let me out of here.
I'm a rat. Always happens. Moonlight madness. Can't help it. Do crazy things.
He leaned forward and whispered,
"They ought to lock me up."
I stared into his masked face, which some misguided members of our ranch community had earlier described as cute. "Ought to lock you up? Hey, Shorty, we had you locked up, and then let me out of here this very minute. And that is an order."
"Can't, sorry. Boy, what a rat."
And with that, he ambled into the machine shed in that distinctive humped-up monkey walk of his. "Hey, you can't just walk away and leave me in this... You come back here this very minute, and I am the head of ranch security, and I demand that you let me out of this cage immediately, at once, now." No answer. And by that time, the terrible truth had begun to soak through the topsoil of my mind. I had been duped by a dope, conned by a coon, and I could hardly wait for Slim and the others to find me come morning. Me, in the coon cage, and the coon in the machine shed, where, by the way, he was busy turning over buckets and cans and wrecking the place. I knew that's what he was doing because I could hear the racket. That's typical behavior in coons, by the way. Always poking around, looking into things, making a mess, getting into mischief. I should have known. What a fool I'd been. Oh boy. It was what you'd call a very long night, squeezed as I was into a jailhouse for rabbits. And yet in some ways it wasn't long enough. I dreaded the coming of daylight when my friends at the house would... I found myself rehearsing my story. That is, going over the proper tail wags and sad expressions that would somehow explain exactly what I was doing in the cage. It would be a tough presentation, one of the toughest in my entire career. I knew there was an excellent chance that nobody would believe any story I might come up with, no matter how wild and crazy. I couldn't sleep. The hours slithered by, punctured by the clanging and banging in the machine shed. At last, the noise stopped. Yet I was still unable to follow Snark, Murgle, Skiffer, Porkchop. Okay, maybe I drifted off for a moment or two, and when my eyes popped open, I saw Drover standing in front of me. His head was cocked to the side, and he was wearing a foolish grin on his mouth.
"Hi, Hank. I wondered where you were."
"Did you now?"
"Sure did, but I didn't think you'd be in there. Gosh, I never would have thought to look for you in the coon's cage."
"Well, once again, Drover, your thinking comes up short."
"I guess so."
"Because I am in the coon's cage."
"Sure looks that way." What are you doing in there?
I glared at the runt. What do you suppose I'm doing in here, you? I caught myself just in time. A plan had begun to unfold in the vast expanses of my mind. I smiled and softened my tone. I'll tell you, Drover, but you must promise to believe my story.
Oh, sure! I always believe your stories.
Yes. And that's one of your most admirable qualities, Drover. You trust your fellow dogs.
Yeah, that's me, good old trusting Drover.
And trust is such a wonderful quality.
Yeah, sure is.
And one of the things that just breaks my heart about this shabby world is that, alas, many dogs have lost that fundamental bedrock of trust.
Yeah, and who can sleep on a rock?
Exactly. And while we sleep, Drover, the world becomes a colder, harsher place.
Winter will be here before you know it.
As dogs become wary and suspicious of each other and cease to believe that truth is truth and honesty is honesty.
Yeah, and it's got to be one or the other.
Exactly. So to sum this all up, let me take this opportunity to tell you, my friend, my good trusting friend, how much and how deeply I admire you for believing everything I tell you. He began hopping around and spinning in circles.
Gosh, Hank, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
You deserve it, Drover, and I apologize for not saying it sooner.
Oh, you couldn't help it.
That's true, actually. I sometimes find it hard to express my deepest feelings. It's a handicap.
I know all about handicaps. I've got this short tail, and sometimes it's a terrible burden.
I know you worry about your tail, Drover. It probably bothers you that everyone thinks you look like an idiot.
Yeah, it gets me down. Sometimes I don't think I can stand the pain.
That bad, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. Sometimes this pain in my heart gets so bad, I can't feel the pain in my leg.
Mercy. And that can be a pain in the neck.
Terrible pain. I just wish I had a normal tail. Then everything would be perfect.
I paused here for dramatic effect. Then, seizing upon the drama of the moment, I announced, Drover, I think you can be helped. His mouth fell open.
You mean my tail?
Exactly. Modern science has made huge strides in tail elongation. It's a new field, Drover, and we're coming up with exciting results.
No fooling? There's hope for my tail?
More than hope. There's an excellent chance that you can be cured of this terrible handicap. All at once, he was hopping and spinning again. I gave him a moment to vent his feelings before I gave him the rest of the good news. Drover, there's a new procedure. It uses a special high-tech device called the posterior appendage growth stimulator cage.
Gosh, that sounds pretty complicated.
Oh yes, very complicated. And as you know, the more complicated these things sound, the more effective they are.
Yeah, because if a guy understands what it means, it can't be very good.
Exactly my point. And Drover, would you believe that you're standing right in front of a posterior appendage growth stimulator cage at this very moment? His eyes grew large.
You mean this cage?
Yes, Drover, yes. I stayed up all night testing it out. And I'm proud to report that it's ready to go on the market. Can you believe that?
Well,
bearing in mind, of course, that your trusting nature is one of your very best qualities. In other words, your positive attitude makes you a perfect candidate for this revolutionary new procedure.
Well, it's kind of hard to believe.
Hurry, Drover. We haven't a moment to spare. Open the door latch with your nose, climb in here, and I'll set all the knobs and switches for a 2-hour treatment.
That's a long time.
Okay, 30 seconds. In 30 seconds, you'll have a new tail. You'll be the proudest dog. Why are you walking away? He was slinking away.
You know, Hank, I'm kind of scared of machines.
Oh, rubbish. I've been here all night.
Yeah, and that seems kind of fishy. And I think maybe I'll just...
Drover, come back here. Open this door at once. And that is a direct... He turned and scampered away. Come back here, you moron. Can't you see that... He was gone. That was bad news. Even worse news was that I heard the back door slam. Someone was coming. The backstabbing little dunce.